Something is going on in this forest, inside us. I'm not sure what it is, but we remember how it started. It was a feeling so strong, we could sense it inside our whole structure. Like a decay creeping along our roots. We shiver just by its sole mention. Before this invasion arrived, any of us could die and feed the system with our organic matter to keep fostering its growth. See, we are not individuals as you. We are a united organism. It didn't matter one's death because it was a part of a bigger system, a bigger purpose. Today, is different. We feel useless when one of us gets infected. There is among us a constant worry based on the question, what if it happens to me? None of us wants to be a burden to the system. First time I had a glance at it, we didn't know what to call it, so we just called it it. And I remember my friend whispering slowly to me, "Look, something is crawling over there. I've never seen anything like it before. What is it?" It then crawled closer and closer towards us. It had a pinkish tone and was bound together with a dangerous, toxic smell. It was slimy, wet, and shimmering. We thought it came from the lake because of its bright colors at the early stages, but the longer it stayed on land among us, the more it adapted and tried to blend in. That made it even more dangerous. Have a look at it. Touch it if you dare to take the risk. Be aware, it can stick to your delicate skin. If you look closer, a bit closer, you can notice how it's already taken parts of our structure. That is how it's killing us. It slowly attaches to our trunk surface and then nestles deeper in our system, killing everything inside. It only stops when there's nothing left, just an empty shell. A reminder of what we once were. And the worst part is watching the little ones shattered by its hard grips deformations. Sometimes they can escape, but mostly there's no time. Pollution's too strong for their gentle hearts. We can't stop asking ourselves who they think they are. They try to dominate nature, thinking they know better than us. They're selfish and voracious. would never understand that kind of symbiosis. You have finished your first forest bathing session. Remember, it's not just about fresh air. Trees emit oils as protection from germs and insects. These oils, called phytoncides, help our immune systems. Moreover, studies found that forests can lower our heart and blood pressure, reducing stress hormones and depression while boosting energy. Please join us for a fika in the marked area. Don't forget, take a deep breath and enjoy every drink and bite of that tasty canelbulla and coffee. Just maybe, it could be our last day on Earth.